Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia.
First four tonight in Dayton, opening game, Howard and Wagner. In the second game, Virginia, Colorado State. First game tonight, 6:40 Eastern. Second game scheduled for 9:10 Eastern.
On True TV. This is always the time of the year when I have to find out where True TV is.
I think I'm actually going to take Gonzaga, Houston, UConn, and I'm going to go with North Carolina.
North Carolina is the best team.
We're talking about the women's bracket as much as the men's bracket.
Edwards gets it back and threw it down!
So the Bills, looks like they are now focusing their attention on the safety position.
Mike Danger.
I walk around all day in my house, and I'll just talk to myself in the two Rochester accents, and my family thinks I'm losing my mind.
Oh, yeah!
All right, thanks, Gene. Have a great day.
Gene Battaglia.
It's okay to be a fan of your team, Danger. It's okay to get excited.
I am.
Go Sabres.
Buffalo winning it by a score of 6-2.
And tonight, it's in Vancouver.
Let's go, Amherst.
The Baltimore accent bracket.
Megan Rapinoe!
It's a joke about that good.
95.7 FM and AM 950 The Fan, Rochester.
You ready for this? It's going to be a lot of fun.
This is it. This is the moment everyone's been waiting for.
You're back in the sports bar. Danger and Battaglia, glad you're with us. Thanks for listening at 95.7 FM, AM 950, the free-to-download Odyssey app, your smart device. When you ask it to play 95.7 The Fan, and don't forget about our YouTube channel at The Fan Rochester, also streaming on Twitch at The Fan Rochester. We are joined now by the host of Send It In and Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, PJ Glasser. Insider Calls presented by BetMGM. You can go check out all the latest lines today on the BetMGM app. And PJ, there's no shortage of games to talk about. Of course, we want to get into your head a little bit about the tournament and talk about what upsets you like here in Thursday and Friday's matchups. But we've been teasing this all week long. I mean, really, this is the at-large region for the Baltimore accent bracket that we've concocted for you, PJ. And I feel like this might be some of our best work. And the winner of this region is going to be a worthy addition to our Final Four next week.
Guys, I can't wait. Obviously, I usually come on with you on Wednesdays. I got to fill in on one of the shows, so I texted you guys over the weekend because I knew we had to fill out our final region of the Baltimore bracket, so I'm glad we were able to make it work today. I'm ready.
This is very, very important stuff. Yeah, very important stuff. Okay. We're going to start with the one seed versus the eight. And I have to explain, the eight seed here kind of snuck in. The eight seed got the...
This is controversial.
It's very controversial. The eight seed is here while, you know, Rick Pitino is complaining that he didn't get the at-large bid. So the eight seed is a host of our local... The longest-running local... Explain this, Gino. It's the longest running local Italian radio show in Rochester. Local in Rochester is redundant, but he is the host. He is ours. He is the one and only Joe Capogreco, the eight seed, going up against international soccer superstar Cristiano Ronaldo, the one seed.
Oh, man, guys, this is tough. I mean, we've talked about this before. I feel like when you can get the first name and the last name together, I mean, there's a reason that he's the one seed. But apologies to your friend. I'm going to have to go with Cristiano Ronaldo.
Okay. Well, sorry, Joe.
Sunday morning. I don't understand why I'm not advanced.
You may be a Rochester radio legend, but you are not advancing in the at-large region of the Baltimore accent bracket. All right, PJ, our 2 seed versus our 7 seed. Again, this is our at-large bracket, so all bets are off. We're going with maybe the best actor of our generation at the 2 seed, Leonardo DiCaprio, versus former NHL goaltender, the 7 seed, Roberto Luongo.
Man, two good ones, two really good ones. I'm going to have to go chalk again on this one. I do like Luongo, but Leonardo DiCaprio was just made for the Baltimore accent. Leo moves on.
But yeah, I was going to say, even when you short his name, he's Leonardo, but if you go Leo, like there's different variations.
That's true. Right. That's another good point. Yeah, got Leo moving on.
This matchup is a compelling one, the 3-6. We're going with professional golfer Bryson DeChambeau, who is the 3 seed, versus former female tennis star Arantxa Sanchez Vicario.
Oh, man. I don't know if I can repeat that tennis player's name, guys. So I'm just going to go with Bryson DeChambeau, one of the best names to say. I'll go with Bryson.
All right. All chalk so far in the at-large region. Let's see if we can get an upset here in the 4-5 seed. At number four, you know, this is, again, we cast a wide net here. NASCAR superstar Joey Logano versus the 5 seed, former Olympian speed skater Apollo Anton Ono.
Oh, man. Wow. 5 seed? I mean, he's like the Auburn in this bracket right now. We'll go Apollo Anton Ono. Oh, no. I have a feeling he might be a player down the end in this.
All right. Well, we're not going to waste any time, because being the 5 seed and being that we were chalking the first 3 matchups, it's Apollo Anton Ono going up against the 1 seed in Cristiano Ronaldo. What say you, PJ?
Guys, this is a heavyweight kind of matchup we have here in the 1-5, but I'm going to go with Apollo Anton Ono moving on.
The 2-3, we've got Leonardo DiCaprio versus Bryson DeChambeau.
So, another really good match. Leo is a great pull by you guys. I'm going to be honest, though, of all the athletes that we have currently participating in their sport, I think this guy's last name is my favorite. Give me Bryson DeChambeau.
Wow.
All right. This is our final in the at-large region, and this will determine who our final, our fourth participant is in the Baltimore accent bracket. It comes down to Bryson DeChambeau versus Apollo Anton Ono. Who you got, PJ? Oh,
guys, we need this to be like one of those pro-am events on a Wednesday before. I need DeChambeau and Ono playing together. I'm going to go with the 5 seed.
Yes!
Apollo! Anton Ono!
You know why I'm excited? Because I knew Ono was going to come out of this region. As soon as I thought of it, I'm like, Ono is winning this thing.
So we have, to kind of recap, we have a 5 seed, and then from the baseball bracket, we have a 6.
That's right.
Placido Polanco.
Yeah, Placido Polanco came out of the MLB region. In the NFL, just to recap, the 2 seed. Some would argue he should have been the 1 seed. That would be Joe Flacco. In basketball, our guy. I mean, he was. This was a 5 seed in Dante DiVincenzo, and today the at-large region gave us Apollo Anton Ono. Our final four is set, PJ, and next week we will crown a champion.
Oh, we will, guys. That is, man, that's big time stuff right there. Truly, they say that Final Four, you know, is one of the best days of the year. I mean, how could you argue with that? What a Final Four we got.
Okay. All that being said, wow. Now, PJ, we've got our brackets filled out, or at least we're scrutinizing and we're still putting the finishing touches on our brackets. Before we get to Thursday and Friday's matchups, we got the play-in round. Whatever your thoughts are on the play-in round, hey, look, there's money to be made. There's action on the court. We got 2 matchups tonight. One of them we won't be able to bet on in New York State. The Howard Wagner is not available to us in New York State, but because that's one of the matchups, I want to get your lean on that one.
Yeah, nothing for me in either of these 16 games, guys. I would say historically those games are good to bet live. You've seen some crazy comebacks in those kind of games. If you're looking at the first four, I'd say the one bet I do like, I was interested in Virginia when the bracket came out just because the way that I'm wired, you guys know I'm a contrarian better most of the time. And, like, nobody wanted Virginia in the tournament. Nobody wants to watch them win a game 51-48, right? So, especially with them being underdogs, I thought for sure people would bet against them. The Mountain West is having a great year. But BetMGM, I mean, they've come out with kind of the betting splits, and they say Virginia is one of the most bet underdogs, which has kind of shocked me. So I'm staying away from both of those games tonight. I do like Colorado, however, on the money line tomorrow. Guys, Colorado is a team that I would watch in that South region. I think we could get some chaos in the lower half of that region where Marquette's the two, Kentucky's the three. Feels like every year there's always a team in the first four that wins a game and then makes it to like the second weekend. We've had two make it to the Final Four. VCU years ago, UCLA did it 3 or 4 years ago. I think there's a chance that Colorado could make like the Sweet 16, Elite Eight. They're top 40 offense in KenPom and defense. They're a really good team. They got pro players, and you know, they made it to the Pac-12 conference tournament championship. So they got a good team. They're tough to prep for. I like them tomorrow against Boise, but nothing for me in either of the games tonight.
PJ, one thing I love about this time of year, things change, storylines change so quickly. We had you on 6 days ago last Wednesday, and we're like, hey, what about Syracuse? Yeah, oh, NC State, they got by Louisville. Woo. And there's NC State winning 5 games in a row. So here's my question, PJ. Does that say more about NC State or more about where the ACC is at these days? And are these ACC teams ripe for the pickings for an upset here in this tournament?
So it's a good question, Gene. I think, you know, a lot of times we group these conferences together, and I think it's fair because, you know, the Big Ten has really struggled the last 4 or 5 years. The Mountain West is a constant fade in the tournament year after year. The ACC, not too long ago, had 3 teams in the Elite Eight. The Pac-12 did the same thing. It's been a top-heavy conference all year with Duke, Carolina. Clemson had that great non-conference resume. And then, obviously, NC State stole a bid with their 5 wins in 5 days. I think it really just depends on matchups with a bunch of these teams, certainly with Duke. I think they're a game-by-game kind of team, right? If the bracket opens up for them a certain way, maybe they can go farther than I anticipate. I think North Carolina's region, that 8-9 game with Mississippi State and Michigan State could be very tricky for them. If they get by that, I think they have a nice little draw in that West region. But NC State, I'm so torn on them, guys. You know, we get these teams every once in a while, whether it's Oregon State out of the Pac-12. Do you remember them? They won the Pac-12 tournament, went all the way to the Elite Eight. Then we got Georgetown, who came out of nowhere, won the Big East, and then they lose in the first round. And it's like, what are we going to get with NC State? Are they going to be Georgetown, or are they going to be Oregon State? I tend to kind of lean more towards the Oregon State side. This inside-out game that they have with the DJs, DJ Horn and DJ Burns, I think they got something going. I've always liked Kevin Keats as a head coach, and I like the way that this draw, you know, shapes up for them with Texas Tech. Kentucky's a team that I'm looking to fade. Marquette and Florida both have injuries. So I think NC State could win that game, guys. And I think they could stay hot here in the tournament.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, PJ, I was going to ask you about the injuries because you mentioned a couple of them, Marquette, Florida, Houston, certainly as a one seed with some injuries. How much do you think these injuries will impact their abilities to advance deep into this tournament here? I mean, there's a lot of expectation on Houston, on Marquette.
Guys, I mean, the Marquette, the Tyler Colic injury is a massive one. He's the reigning Big East Player of the Year last year, and he's the best player on their team. We know the mantra, you need guard play to win in March, and especially with the way Marquette is built. They're built with their guards and on the perimeter, and Colic does so much for them, shooting, playmaking. He's huge. He had a terrible game last year against Michigan State in the round of 32, and that's a big reason why they went home. Florida, you know, losing their big man is a big deal, obviously. He's a seven-footer. He's very good for them, but they're very deep in the front court. Todd Golden and the Gators, they have like two or three other bigs that they rotate in. So I don't think for them it's as big of a loss. Juwan Roberts for Houston, that could be something to monitor as well. Houston, we know they're such a good defensive team. They struggle at times to shoot, and a big part of their offense is the offensive rebounding, and Roberts is a big part of that. So I certainly think the Colic injury and the Roberts injury are something to definitely monitor. That could play a big factor of who comes out of that South region.
Yeah, we're talking to PJ Glasser, your host of Send It In, which you can catch daily on the BetQL network, and certainly advise you tuning in tomorrow as everybody's kind of fine-tuning here. PJ, where do you think, what do you think about UConn and their draw? If they're the presumptive number one overall seed, how is it that in the second round they could get a team that was last year in the Final Four in Florida Atlantic, then in the Sweet 16 perhaps get an Auburn team that won the SEC tournament? Oh, and then they, you know, to get to the Final Four again, it would be Iowa State coming out of the Big 10, Big 12. So your thoughts here on UConn, because we know one seeds, that is a safe way to go for picking a champion. 63% of the time, a one seed will win the whole thing.
So I was on with you guys last year, and I don't know if you remember, but I told you that after Selection Sunday, we got the bracket reveal, I turned over to ESPN and I listened to who all the guys picked for their Final Four, and they all had the same Final Four. So I did the same thing this year. I turned over every single analyst picked UConn to win the whole thing. And like, how can you not like UConn, right? Purdue, Houston, North Carolina, all these teams didn't win their conference tournament, while UConn just continues to beat everybody up. They're an unbelievable team in the second half. What's interesting about this region, guys, Iowa State, Illinois, and Auburn would be very trendy teams if they were literally in any other region on this bracket, right? But because they're with UConn, nobody is considering them. Three of the top five teams in KenPom are on this region, Iowa State, Auburn, and UConn. Four of the top 11 offensive and defensive teams are in this region. There are five, six really good teams in this region, to your point, Gene. I think the game is Auburn for UConn. I really do. I think it's that Sweet 16 matchup. That's where Houston lost last year to Miami. Bama lost last year to San Diego State. You see a lot of one seeds go down in that Sweet 16 round. If they don't make it to the Final Four, that's usually the round where they get got. If UConn is going to win the national title, that's the game that's standing in their way, is Auburn. Personally, guys, I'm taking Auburn. I think they win that game. But if you like UConn to win it all, if they get past the Tigers, I think they're going to end up going back-to-back.
You know, it wasn't long ago when we had the first ever 16 seed beating a one. That was when Virginia lost in the first round, and then they came back the next year and they won the whole damn thing, right? And I wonder how much that plays into our mindset when we undervalue a team like Purdue, or are we undervaluing a team like Purdue, a one seed in the Midwest? You know, PJ, how far do you think the Boilermakers can actually go here after their horrible exit last season in the round of 64?
Guys, I have a saying that I perdon't with Purdue, and I'm going to stick with that. I can't trust that team. I can't do it. And on my show today, I talked about all these different metrics that I found on social media, whether it be TikTok or X or whatever it may be. People are putting out these great trends dating back 20 years, 30 years, 40 years. And when you compile all of them together, there are only two teams that really fit the mold of everything that kind of champions have done in the past. and it's actually Purdue, and it's actually Houston. UConn did not fit that mold, guys. Since 1990, 100% of the national champions, the conference has had at least four teams in the tournament. Big East only has three this year with UConn, Creighton, and Marquette. I thought that was fascinating. But Purdue and Houston were the two teams that fit all the criteria. And, I mean, again, on a sheet of paper, like if Purdue wasn't on the front of their jersey, like if they didn't have this history of losing to 16s and 15s and 14s, I understand why you would like them, but I can't get there, guys. I can't do it with Purdue. I actually have them losing to Gonzaga in the Sweet 16.
PJ Glasser, our host here. PJ, when we had you on last Wednesday, too, I asked you the question. Hey, PJ, give me one of these mid-majors that could... James Madison is the answer, Gene. You knew right away. 31-3 this year, just like FAU was 31-3 last year. Now that you see the bracket, James Madison, a 12, facing Wisconsin, a 5. Is that our obligatory 12-5 pick, number one? And if so, how far do you have James Madison going?
So I do have JMU over Wisconsin. I'm not going to bet the game, but I did pick them on my bracket just because it's one of those games where I think they're such a good team. I'm going to be rooting for them, but I could see Wisconsin winning and covering that game. I think James Madison and I think Grand Canyon are the two best mid-majors outside of Drake. Drake's a very good team in the Missouri Valley, but JMU and Grand Canyon, if you haven't watched them play, really excellent teams. I'll tell you guys, the mid-major that people are going to fall in love with this year is Samford. Remember the name Bucky McMillan. There's always a coach that comes out of the tournament, right, of a mid-major that we all fall in love with. It was Tobin Anderson last year. Shaheen Holloway with St. Peter's the year before. Bucky McMillan, they call it Bucky Ball. They play like everybody wants their team to play. They press for all 40 minutes. They score 80 points a game. They rotate guys in. They shoot threes. It's a really exciting brand of ball, and they're really good. And he's the next superstar in the coaching ranks. So I would keep an eye on them. I think people are really going to enjoy them. But to answer your question, Gene, I do have JMU on my bracket. I certainly think they can beat Wisconsin. I think they could potentially beat Duke, too. I don't think they could beat Houston. I think that if they match up with the Cougars, the Sweet 16 is their ceiling. But they certainly could beat Wisconsin. I wouldn't put it past them beating Duke either.
I don't want to go back to the Midwest because you just mentioned Samford, and we know that Kansas doesn't have a lot of depth. They didn't finish the season strong. That's a 13-4. Do you really think that Samford can get over on Kansas? And then right above them, you mentioned Gonzaga going to the Sweet 16. Talk me out of taking McNeese in another 12-5, upsetting Gonzaga, who kind of flying under the radar this year by their standards when they get to the tournament.
Yeah, Danger, I do like Samford plus the 7.5. I like them on the money line, too. Kansas is so beat up, guys. They're two best players, Kevin McCullough and Hunter Dickinson. McCullough's probably going to play. Dickinson, we don't know. Neither guy played in the Big 12 tournament. Just banged up. And even before they were banged up, I just didn't like them at all. They don't have depth. They can't shoot. They've just, you know, their starting five is really good, but, like, it just hasn't meshed like it should this year. And outside of the home games at the Fog, where we know Kansas is so good, their road resume usually isn't what we're accustomed to seeing with the Bill Self Kansas team. So I think Samford's certainly live in that game. As for Gonzaga, guys, I actually did bet 2 5 seeds to cover the spread in their games against 12 seed. Gonzaga and St. Mary's were both of the fives. We don't talk about this. Mark Few has made the Sweet 16 8 straight years. I know Gonzaga's had some really good teams, and he hasn't won the big one yet. And we can't, you know, because he hasn't won a title, we think of Mark Few as one of these top-tier coaches, but he hasn't won a championship, so we don't categorize him that way. Yet we don't realize that this dude doesn't lose to these underdogs. You know, while all these other coaches, Izzo's lost to Middle Tennessee, Coach K's lost to Mercer and Lehigh, like all these coaches have suffered these terrible losses. And Mark Few and Gonzaga, they always get to the second weekend. So McNeese has a really good coach in Will Wade. He's with VCU and LSU. People might remember that. But I like the Zags. They were rolling towards the end of the year. They beat St. Mary's at their place, and then the Gales got revenge. But I like the Zags, fellas. I think they win. I think they cover that spread, too.
Jim Boeheim lost to Richmond. Jim Boeheim lost to Vermont. Yeah, it's some of these games, PJ, you remember. Last one for me, because if we want to have, you know, beyond just kind of the money line, are there any player props, anything above and beyond the bracket, PJ, that you can recommend to add a little more spice here to the coming tournament?
Yeah, I think, you know, you look at some of these secondary markets, guys. Like, I think, you know, Final Four, most valuable player, right? I mean, if you like a team to win the national championship, now certainly you might guess wrong on who the Final Four most valuable player is, but I think there's a chance. I like Houston to win, but I do like the value on R.J. Davis with North Carolina. You shop around, there are like 37, 40 to ones out there. ACC Player of the Year, one of the best guards in the country. You think if North Carolina goes far and wins the title, he's probably going to be a good part of that. So I always like that. And I'd always advise people to look at the markets of teams to make the Sweet 16, right? A lot of the times when we get these round of 32 games, especially when it's four seeds against five seeds, and you look at the Sweet 16 market, and maybe the team that's favored in the 4-5 game actually is the team that has the worst odds to advance to the Sweet 16. That's the way it was last year with Duke and Tennessee. Duke was favored, yet Tennessee had the better odds to make it to the Sweet 16. Tennessee ends up winning that game. So everybody's so locked in on the first round and Final Four, and they're obviously the national title. But look at these Sweet 16, Elite Eight markets. Look at how they're priced, and then that might give you a good idea of where odds makers, where Vegas kind of sees some of these upsets coming.
All right, PJ, I hear what you're saying, and I'm going to ignore what you just said, because I'm now going to ask you for your Final Four. And we know that everything is in pencil and everything can be changed up until noon on Thursday, but do you have a sense of who you're going here in your Final Four and who your championship is? Who's cutting it all down when it's said and done?
Yeah, I might be going back and forth on one region, but I think this will end up being my Final Four, guys. I have Auburn, UNC, Houston, and Tennessee. So we got a 4, a 2, and 2-1s. I got Houston against North Carolina in the championship game, and I'll take Houston to win it all. I think the toughest thing for me was outside of UConn, there really isn't anybody that I like to win the title, but I do think UConn is going to lose to Auburn. So after that, it was finding the team that I liked the next best, and we talked about the Roberts injury for Houston. But I think that's the team this year. So I like the Cougars to win it all.
PJ Glasser, for folks that want to check out your show tomorrow, PJ, what do you got lined up?
Yeah, guys, obviously a lot of bracket talk. We're going to go through some of my favorite upsets of the first round. We're going to look at some of the games in the first round. We'll look at some of the futures markets as well. You can check us out 1 to 1:30 p.m. Eastern time. Listen to us for free on the Odyssey app, twitch.tv/BeckQL. Or you can go to YouTube.com/Odyssey Sports and check us out there as well. 1 to 1:30 Eastern time, Monday through Friday.
All right, I'm gonna tell you why you're not gonna go with Houston as your champion, PJ. And this is a disturbing trend that has just crossed my feed, and I wanted to share it with you before we leave, Gene.
I don't approve of this.
You don't approve of this because Gene likes to call me crass from time to time. I'm just pointing out facts here. In every tournament since 2021, a top 2 seed has lost in the first round to a team with a phallic or a euphemistic name. We go back to 21. It was Oral Roberts defeating number 2, Ohio State. In 2022, St. Peter's defeated Kentucky. Last year, Fairleigh Dickinson defeated Purdue. 3 years in a row. 3 years in a row. This year, Houston has Longwood in the round of 64. Will they be the next team to fall victim to this trend, PJ Glasser?
Yeah, there's no chance. Absolutely no chance. I'm good. I think the one that we would look for is maybe Moorhead against Illinois would be the game.
That's my guy.
That I would look at.
That's why we love you, PJ. That's
there
why.
There you go.
Yes, and PJ, appreciate you. Enjoy the tournament. Let's talk soon, bud.
You guys are the best. Apollo Antonone.
It's going to be fantastic. The Final Four in the Baltimore Accent Bracket next week with PJ Glasser.
Fantastic. We've got Tre'Davious White adding a couple more stops in his world tour. We can get to that. Well, before that, though, I'm watching this. This is the lead story on the ESPN NFL show.
Stefon Diggs? Could he be? This is nonsense.
Can we? Yeah, let's take a quick break. We'll come back and we'll kind of talk about this. We brought it up with Perino last hour, and it's such a glaring chasm between national media and what's actually happening locally that we have to talk about. Oh, and there's Schefter, the talking head, just being the company guy, making sure there's no news, but we've got to make some. Let's manufacture something if we can. We'll get to that and more next here in the Sports Bar. Danger and Battaglia on the Fan.
You're listening to the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia on 95.7 oh, yeah. FM and AM 950, The Fan Rochester.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.